Hello and welcome to the teaching podcast of Coastal Community Church, where our mission is to be love in Jesus Christ to the lost and found in our community. For more information about what Coastal is all about, visit sebastianchurch.com. Now please prepare your heart to receive whatever God may have for you in today's sermon.
All right, hey, how's it going? Happy Easter. He's risen. All right, like you guys passed the test. Good job. I'm so happy that you're here worshiping with us. You know, I just blink at me twice if you got dragged here against your will. I see those eyes. It's okay. Like, this is safe. It's safe to be here. Thank you so much for celebrating Easter with us. Thanks for saying yes, because I hope you weren't really, you know, dragged here against your will. You were. Okay. We are going to talk about Easter in a new and refreshing way, and my hope is that if you were dragged here, that you see Easter in a new and refreshing way. My hope is that all the ways that you've heard about Jesus in the past that have been incorrect and not at all the Jesus that we read about in the Bible, I pray that you would leave here knowing that man, the Son of God, Jesus. Because as you saw in the video, like, he didn't come to do all the things that the narrative about Jesus says. He didn't come here to judge or to condemn or to single out or to say, you're out. He came to rescue. And that's what this day is all about. Death is defeated. He's risen. If we're going to have a clapping sermon, you're going to make it too long, and those who were dragged here aren't going to be happy. So I know this is the last service, so there isn't that pressure, you know, on me. So you guys got to be careful. You guys really make noise out there, and I'm just going to keep on going. So, all right. I did not encourage that. That's not me. I'm gonna try and stay on track anyway. I hope that you didn't just come to church. I hope that that you've been engaged by other people, that like you were greeted, that you were connecting among people in your aisle and in your row. I saw some of you have to scoot. Thank you for scooting to make room. But I hope that you came here and feel the love and the presence of God. I hope that you weren't scared off by some of our church members. I'm just going to tell you, there's some cold-blooded church members here. They're not in here. It's okay. We can talk about them. Well, they might be. They're the lizards. Okay, they're cold-blooded. Get it? Yeah. You guys are going to have to get quicker. Okay, so I don't know if you've noticed, but we have thousands of agama lizards that have supposedly invaded our state from Brazil. And did you guys see? Like, Brazil? Agama? Right? So, text me about it later. We got to stay on track, people. Okay, so whatever they're called, they're lizards and they're like this long. And is anyone afraid of lizards? Anyone here? Okay, we have some people. I hope you'll come back. I hope that you'll come back. The good news is on Sunday, they kind of run away. They see all the people coming. They're like, run! Actually, it's kind of in a Brazilian, kind of a Portuguese accent. Run, my friend! I don't know. I'm from Felsmere, so either I'm going to talk like a redneck or Mexican, or my daughter's Ugandan. So those are the accents that I have. That's about it. So I don't actually know what a Brazilian accent sounds like. Sorry, if you're Brazilian, no offense. So they usually aren't around, but I was taking a package that way, and as I was walking back, it was a very cold day. And you know what happens to lizards on cold days? It's a lot of fun. Yeah, they fall out of trees. They, you know, they kind of try and find a place to bathe themselves in the sun, right? Well, that was happening as I was paying attention to my phone, walking from here back to my office on the other side of the campus. And as I was doing that, I felt my foot, my toes connect with something, and I just went like this, and the lizard like takes four flips like that way. And I didn't see him, he didn't see me, and I swear he totally looked back at me like, dude, what the heck? Okay, I'll stop with the accent. Sorry. He was totally, he said some lizard curse words, which aren't appropriate for here. Outside maybe, but anyway, so he's like, dude, what? And he actually gets up, after he took a minute to stare at me, you know, he connected, and then he ran, like at 30 miles per hour, and then he was like, praise the Lord! I'm sorry, I can't keep my promises. He's like, praise the Lord, death has been defeated, I've been rescued from the grave. Because I want to tell you that every lizard-kicking story that I've had did not end that way. Sometimes it ended with a very succinct crunch. I didn't do it on purpose. It's not my fault. There's 8,000 lizards on campus, and as I'm walking, they happen to be where my feet are. But this one was rescued from the pits of hell. And he was praising his Savior that day. And I pray, I don't know what condition you arrived here. I know some of you blinked at me that you've been dragged here against your will. Hey, I don't know whether you've been kind of cold. I don't know whether it feels like you've been kicked. But right here, right now, we're going to celebrate that death has been defeated. Like, if you get kicked, Jesus is going to help you get back up and run, okay? And you don't even have to have an accent. We're going to praise the Lord for death being defeated. Well, we're starting this new series, and I hope you'll come back and hear more about it in the coming weeks. But we're going to start with reading the resurrection story, Luke chapter 24, verse 1. And I actually have my glasses. 8 o'clock didn't have Seth with glasses, so I read like a kindergartner. So Luke chapter 24, verse 1. It'll be on the screen. You can read along with me. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb. Now, I got to kind of get you to this point because Jesus has died. I know if you're new to church, hopefully at least you got that part. Jesus died, okay, on the Friday leading up to the resurrection. Jesus died. And he already told everybody he's going to raise from the dead, but it still was a huge surprise, right? And so fast forward, Sunday morning. Let's start again. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb. Taking the spices they had prepared, they found the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. Some of you have some nice clothes on, but you're not dazzling. Verse 5. This is basically to say they were angels. Verse 5. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee? That the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day. And so, like, there's the Easter, like, resurrection story, and the people who followed the closest kind of missed it. And so if you've been here a while, if you've been to church a while, look at it with new eyes. And if you got dragged here today, I pray that you would look at it with eyes that will correct any of the narratives that you heard that are not true of Jesus. Because here's the deal. Jesus actually died and rose again to set people free. The ones who need set free are the ones who are sinners. It's actually, Jesus didn't just die. Jesus didn't just die for those who come to church every Sunday and not just on Easter and Christmas. Jesus died for everyone. He died for the worst sinners. He died for my sin. And so we use this word sin. Now it's two syllables if you're from the South. If it's real bad sin, it's sin, okay? And he died for sin and sin to save us. Now this word that we use, sin, is actually our way of doing things our way. So God, the creator of the universe, he created a code a moral code, which when we follow it, things operate properly. Like we were designed for this plan. And when we kind of do things our own way, kind of like Adam and Eve back in the first two humans in the Bible, there's usually some pain, some death, a sting that comes along with it. And that's what We're going to read in the scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56. Now, you can follow along on the screen, but you could also download the YouVersion, that's Y-O-U version Bible app, and follow along. I'm reading the NLT. For sin is the sting. Everybody say sting.
Sting.
All right. That results in death, and the law gives sin its power. That law is that moral code that... Now, could anyone tell me, is anyone here able to keep that perfect law? Like, you're able to keep all the Ten Commandments. Anybody in here? Some of you men need to be pointing at your wife, right? She's perfect. She's an angel, right? Nobody, okay? Some of you children, definitely no. No, okay? There is no man, no woman, no child ever to keep the perfect law of God except for Jesus. And so what happens is we break that law. We can't keep from doing stupid stuff, okay? Now, my wife is here for this service, so she can vouch. I'm a pastor. I still do stupid stuff, okay? My kids were here the other three services, and the other two, and I'm sure they could vouch as well, but she's not going to lie, okay? She sees the real Seth. But the truth is, sin stings, and we seem to think we can escape that somehow. And all right, so last summer we were in North Carolina, and me and a few of our kids were hiking up a creek. It's a creek, not a crick, people. We were hiking up a creek. It's public property, in between private property. It's legal. And so we're like wading up to our knees and falling over and having all sorts of fun, you know, trying not to sprain our ankles and stuff like that. And we're finding all the different wildlife that you find in the creek. And all of a sudden I see Mason jumping around, dancing, and screaming, which is not entirely abnormal. He always acts crazy, right? And so I'm like, what is going on? What is going on? He says, yellow jackets, yellow jackets. He's like crying. He's having a hard time. And I'm like from here to Delroy, and I'm like, I'm not coming any closer. Now, he heard it in the 8 o'clock. He says, Dad, you got to tell the whole story, but we don't have time for that. So I will tell you that I said, now, Mason, I'm going to tell the part that, you know, that you don't agree to, that you hit them with your stick, that you were antagonizing. He says, no, I did not hit them with my stick. I was walking with my walking stick, and the stick hit the nest. Now, if you have little boys, you understand what that means. Just like when my mom asked me why my sister has that mark on her face, I said, she ran into my hand, right? That's what happened. And so he, however it happened, he upset the yellow jackets, and now he is in a real stinging mess, and they're just biting him all over. And I have a real fatherly decision to make, right? And here's the thing. Sin stings. Now, in my mind, I eventually got to the point where I'm like, I should probably go over there. He's eventually going to need counseling if I don't, so it's in my best interest. And so I'm like, you know what? Here's what was really going through my mind. I actually thought, you know, I know yellow jackets. Like, I can run past them, run through, maybe like a Jackie Chan movie. You know, they're like flying around me. And you guys don't know Jackie Chan. Google it later. And, okay, so I think I can get to him without getting stung. That was not true. As soon as I start getting within a few feet of him, I am now getting stung. And we seem to have that view of sin, that that other people may get hurt by it, but not us. Like, this is 2024. That doesn't sting anymore. You know, we've evolved or we've developed. And the truth is, you may, for a while, not feel the sting. Anybody know that warm feeling just before you feel the sting? You know that, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you don't feel the sting yet. You're like, what's that warm? Ah! Like that feeling right there. That split second is you enjoying sin before the sting. And that sting is a natural consequence of us feeling like, man, there has to be something more. And when you get to that moment, you have two choices. You can decide, you know what? I'm going to figure this out on my own. And that's what my son did. He jumps in the water, submerges himself entirely. Has anyone ever tried this with yellow jackets? Save yourself the trouble. It doesn't work. It does not work. Okay, yellow jackets, fire ants, if you're not from around here, none of them, they don't care. They'll hold their breath longer than you. They will die biting you. Okay, so it doesn't work. And so he tried that and it didn't work. And then the other solution is to decide that you will accept the help of someone else. So the God of the universe loved you so much that he sent his son to go and take the sting of death for you. And he didn't stand there like me going, I don't know. He loved you so much. He's like, I know this is gonna sting and I'm gonna go in there anyway because I love these people so much. He didn't say, they're so well behaved. No, because you're not. Look to your left and to your right. We just gotta do this exercise, okay. If you're new here or you're not usually a church person, to your left and to your right, yeah. Those are some messed up people that are in church, okay? Even the ones that are here every Sunday, okay? And then just look up here, also in need of Jesus, okay? I need Jesus. Earlier this week, something happened with an outside organization and the Holy Spirit was like pulling with both sides of my ears, right? Just don't say anything. I listened, but in my head, boy, did I go off, right? Right? And here's the thing, like it would feel so good, that warmth, right? Ooh, I told them that warmth before the sting, okay? You see, that is a training moment, a teachable moment. Here's the thing. What I notice and what I love about being a follower of Jesus and watching people make decisions to once, you know, finally make Jesus their boss, the best part is watching how just a simple decision. Like, they don't even have it all together yet. They're just like, hey, I'm going to follow Jesus. I don't even know what that means yet. And then all of a sudden, other things start clicking into place in their life. And it is a beautiful moment. Like, they're not perfect. They're still messed up, just like I said. But they begin to see God's hand at work in spite of the stings that will never stop coming. So sin stings. Everyone say it. Sin stings. Sin stings, yep. The good news is Jesus saves. Number two, Jesus saves. Can't say it like that on Easter Sunday. Say it again, 3, 2, 1.
Jesus saves.
Okay, you're like, please let us out. Okay, Dad's cooking prime rib today, so I'm just as excited to get out of here as you. But it's not ready till 1, so we have time. No, just kidding. All right, calm down. So let's continue. Jesus saves. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. But thank God. Everybody say thank God.
Thank God.
He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What people realize when they give their life to Christ is that there is good that they never knew about. A lot of time, I hate to see it, like, that I see people that are far from God and they start to like, it starts to click and they're like, I'm just not ready yet. You probably had a friend like this, I'm just not ready yet. And you watch them like, if you only knew, like just take one more baby step and you can see how Jesus will change your life. Like you don't even understand what is waiting for you. In Colossians 2:14, this transformation can take place because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. It says, he canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. We're gonna stop there because I don't wanna go over. How many of you, you got a mortgage and if somebody called and said, hey, that's been canceled, it's been paid for you. How many of you, anyone in here, you'd get a little excited, okay? You'd get a little excited. I imagine we have to be like, hey, calm down. You're going to scare the new people, okay? It'd be getting really charismatic in here. There's a tambourine, by the way, in the back room. Somebody needs to go get it if we start getting those phone calls, right? Praise Jesus, may it happen, right? And we'd go crazy. That's the debt that's been forgiven, well beyond it, okay? Like, the mortgage is no big deal for God. Some of you are like, well, it's a big deal for me. All right, God's got it. But the mortgage on your soul, the sting. Jesus says, hey, it's paid, it's done. God says, I sent my best, my only, to pay for that. Now, back to the Yellow Jackets. I did, in good fatherly measure, run into the swarm of Yellow Jackets. And as I mentioned, I got stung. Now, I didn't just get stung once. As I got closer, I got stung and stung, and then my stings got stung. And it wasn't very comfortable. But I'm grateful that Jesus doesn't go, you know what, you better get your act together, or I'm not coming to help you. I'm grateful he didn't do that, because sometimes I'm pretty hard-headed. I'm grateful he didn't go, hey, you can take care of this on your own. Why don't you just swish around in the water there for a little while? Not working? Ha! Shouldn't have sinned. That's not the attitude of Jesus. Some of you thought that was him. Some of you are like, nope, I'm condemning you to hell because you didn't follow me. Hang on, we gotta, you know, this is what you came for. You're gonna be damned to hell. Ha! Okay, so you knew you were gonna hear that on Easter. You're like, but the pastor has to yell about hell at some point, right? But like, that's not the story. The story is that Jesus will run into whatever hell you've gotten yourself into and rescue you. He will take the sting. He will keep on coming towards you while he's being hurt. The Bible even says, while you were still sinning, while you were still the one stinging yourself, he came to your rescue. God sent his son so you could have victory. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned that I went to the doctor. Apparently, we should do that every 5 years or so. And she attends first service, and she's judgy. My blood came back, my blood stuff came back, and she's like, well, there's this and this, and there was a cholesterol, it was a little high. And she says, you know, here's what you have to do, Pastor Seth, you gotta stop doing everything fun. Don't enjoy food at all. She said, no more steak. Steak is bad. No more bacon. Pork is bad. Like, and then, you know what you need? Broccoli, you know? And so she started telling, actually, she didn't quite sell it like that, but it felt like that. I don't need this kind of negativity in my life, okay? What we're paying our doctor to do, though, is to point out the areas of death that they see coming and to say, hey, there's this death that's approaching if you don't make a change. There's this death that's going to sting you. And you can make a decision, or you can, you know, it'll kill you. And I'm like, slowly. But I made the decision. I was like, I'm going to give this a try. And I actually felt, I feel better. My cholesterol's back down. I know y'all were worrying about that. Cholesterol's back down. But the heart of the story is that it's way easier to follow Jesus than it is to lower your cholesterol. Like, this is not as hard as you think it is. Jesus died for your sins, so you don't have to be perfect. Jesus actually doesn't care if you eat red meat. He's not like my doctor, he's nice, okay? And so you can say, hey, Jesus, you just take all the fun out of things. All the things I wanna do, I don't get to do. But once you start to follow Jesus, I hope that you'll feel even better than someone who just lowered their cholesterol. I hope you'll feel the blessedness that is when you finally know what it's like to live as you were designed. In fact, John 10:10 tells us, it's the devil who wants to lie, kill, and destroy. It's Jesus who wants to give you life. It says, I'll read it so I don't keep misquoting, but the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I don't know what story you heard about Jesus, but this is the real deal, right from the Bible, right from the mouth of Jesus. He didn't come here to kill, steal, and destroy. In fact, if you see those things in your life, Jesus is saying, this is where they come from, Satan. And when, by the way, if you go back, like this whole story, Jesus defeating death, is Jesus defeating Satan himself. So here's the truth. Jesus didn't come to suck the fun out of life. He came to give life. Jesus came to give you life. He came to save you from the sting. And this is how death is defeated. Now, we're going to go back to the verse before, the verse that we started with, verse 55 of 1 Corinthians 15. And it says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your... All right. Jesus takes the sting out of death. When I finally got to Mason, he was like crumpling up. It wasn't a good day. And I'm pulling his shirt off, and he's got stings in his armpit. His curly hair had yellow jackets just stuck in there, stinging his head. And his head was, there was swollen parts. And the only way to bring relief was to grab a hold of them and begin crushing them one by one, crushing their heads. In Genesis 3:15, the very first book of the Bible, it says that there was a prophecy, the very first prophecy about Jesus the Messiah, and it says that he would crush the head of the serpent, that he would crush the head of Satan, the stinger. And that's what Jesus did on the cross. When he defeated death, he goes up to you and he's like, my child, how did you get into this mess? Were you poking at the yellow jackets again? Did you really think you could escape? I love you. I will help you. I will heal you. We went home and we had to like find the Benadryl, right? And he stuck to the house that day. We have to realize that Jesus isn't the rejecter. He's the rescuer. I hope if you were dragged here today, like that's the thing you leave with. Jesus, he didn't come to reject you. Jesus didn't say, hey, you can come to church all you want, but you're not good enough. That's not him. That's a lie from the devil. But the one who conquered death says, greater is he who's in you. You, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead can be yours if you put your faith in Jesus. If you say, hey, I want Jesus to be my boss, you take away the power of sin and death. Could you stand with me? Ron's gonna lead us in a song, but I wanna invite you, as our prayer team comes forward, I wanna tell you that, you know, we're a church family. We make spiritual decisions together. We support one another. Like, there's times I'll I need prayer. I was actually in the back in between services asking David to pray over me. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. But if today's the day where Jesus is slowly pulling at your heart, come to me. I want to rescue you. It's time to stop running. Time to stop swatting at the yellow jackets. Time to stop frothing around in the water that's not gonna save you. Would you be willing to make a decision to follow Jesus today? Close your eyes as we read the next verse. Acts 2:24. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Another way of translating is that death couldn't touch him. And for all those who decide to put their faith in Jesus and make Jesus their boss, death cannot touch you. You cannot be stung because you have a rescuer in Jesus. Is there anyone who has enough guts, while all heads are bowed and eyes are closed, to raise their hand and tell me, today's the day I want to put my faith in Jesus. I want to stop running. Is there anyone here today who would do that? We're going to let Ron's going to lead us in a song. If you decide that, hey, I want death to be defeated in my life. I don't want to continue running. I don't want to continue having this thing rule my life. Would you come forward and let one of our prayer team pray with you? We want to help you grow. We want to encourage you. We want to be there for you. Allow the Holy Spirit to work. Now, if there's someone in the center who needs to get out, just tap an elbow. Somebody might need to walk forward with someone who is lacking the courage. We encourage you to do that if they ask.
There's never been a love so great. He died so we could live. Then he rose up from that grave. Name another king like this. Now all authority forever belongs to him. He reigns in victory. And name another king like this. His name is Jesus. Yes, his name.
Anyone else? It takes great courage to walk forward. Let us praise God for what he's doing in the lives of the people here. Pray for those around you that need the courage to decide, I want Jesus today. I don't want to leave here without him.
There's freedom in his name. It's awesome in power. Reigning forever, it's night all over. There's freedom in his name.
And we're not gonna make this long, so if you wanna respond, now's the time. There's someone here to pray with you and walk through this with you. If you made that decision or you want to make that decision, I want to encourage you to repeat this prayer with me. And those of you who've already decided, hey, I want Jesus to be my boss, I would like for us to support those around us by repeating this as well. Would you repeat with me? God, I admit I have sinned. I believe that you've rescued me. And from this day forward, I commit my life to you. Be the boss of my life. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to celebrate. In fact, we're going to celebrate the decisions that have already been made. We praise you, Jesus, for changed lives. We praise you. We're excited for what's to come. But if you just made that decision then, I would encourage you, would you let me know about it? I'll be hanging around for a little bit. You can even put it on the Connect card and put it in the back, or go to sebastianchurch.com/connect. We would love to just resource you any way that we can to help you grow spiritually. Happy Easter. God bless you. He is risen. You can be seated.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you were blessed by today's teaching. We would love to connect with you, and here are some ways you can connect with us. You can submit a prayer request, find a life group, or check out some of the upcoming events at sebastianchurch.com/go. Join us here again for the next episode.